Tonight's shir, Simin Chav Hei, Sivov Zayin Ches, and Tes. Sivov, Impoga B'shal Roish Techila, Tzorch Laha'avir Al Oysa HaMitzvah, V'yiniach Shal Ya Techila, V'achach Shal Roish. If a person put in his hand, and he came in contact with the Tefila Shal Roish before the Shal Yad, he'll have to bypass the mitzvah Shal Roish and ignore the Shal Roish and go to the Shal Yad first and then the Shal Roish. So even though we have a rule of Ein Ma'avir Nal Mitzvahs, between Talis and Tefillin, if he came to the Tefillin before the Talis and Tefillin comes before Talis, but between Tefillin and Shal Yad and Tefillin and Shal Roish, the Yad has to go on before the Shal Roish. And even if you came across the Shal Roish first, you'll have to bypass the Shal Roish and do the Shal Yad Techil. Mr. Brewer, Sivkan Chof Beis, Poga V'chulhu, if he came in contact with the Shal Roish first, Dafka Poga, this is only if he came in contact with the Shal Roish. Avlim he niach Shal Roish Techila, but if he actually put on the Shal Roish first, Ushomotza Shal Yad Shenisham Mekomo, or he put on the Shal Yad, then the Shal Roish, and he discovers that the Shal Yad is not on the right spot. Ein lehosir ha-shal roish. You don't take off the shal roish. D'may d'hav ha-hav. Whatever happened, happened. V'yemah lehaniach shal yad ha-makoma. Quickly put the shal yad back in its proper place. V'yesh chokim. Some disagree. V'ayim be'alocha. Look in be'alocha. Be'alocha has a lengthy discussion concerning this. And those who suggest take off the shal roish and then do it right. And he says, well, only here. It's not right. That's not correct. Because the shal yad is not ma'ak of the shal roish. And if you have on the Shal Roish, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Shal Roish, it's not the Mitzvah Ketikuna. But we're not going to say to take off the Shal Roish and then put on the Shal Yad and then the Shal Roish. That's wrong. B'chol rega v'rega sh'noyis the Tefillin alof Mekayim the Mitzvah Shal Mitzvah. Every moment you're wearing the Tefillin, you're doing a Mitzvah. Ein lo lo mishisalik atah ha-mitzvah. We're not going to say take away the Mitzvah so now you can put on the Shal Yad first. So if you put on the Shal Roish before the Shal Yad, we don't say take off the Shal Roish. Or if the Shal Yad get out of place, you don't see take off the Shal Roish. You put the Shal Yad on and take care of it. But when you start, you don't put on the Shal Roish before the Shal Yad. Sivkan Chav Gimel Ha'avir, you'll even be forced to be marvah on the mitzvah. Kevin Dechsiv Bekrom Afurish, because it says in the Pasuk explicitly, the Yad Koidim, Tefillin Shal Yad is first. The Metchila, it says, Uk first, Ukeshartem. The Hodu, then it says, Ulototafos. The figure, therefore, a mashkichin al ha'avaras ha-mitzvah. We won't pay attention to the problem of ein ma'avir al mitzvahs, and you'll have to put on the shal yad first. Mash enkin le'el b'sefalv gar tzitzin tefillin, as opposed to the sefalv case of tzitzin tefillin, we will put on the tefillin before the talis if you came to the tefillin first. Seif zayin, yivarech lehaniach b'kamatz tachas ahay v'lo b'patach u'b'dogish. You say lehaniach tefillin with a kametz under the hay, not a patach, and not a dogish in the nun. Mr. Bruce of Karnichov Dad, lehaniach bekametz, shehu loshen hanocha. With a kametz under the hay, it means to place. K'moshe kasuv, like it says, lehaniach brocha el beisecha. This is the Novi Yecheskel, Kapitel Mendalad, to place a brocha in your house. A little bit patach, as opposed to a patach, shuloshen aziva, which means to forsake. Moshe Kasuv, like it says, achichem echad hanichu iti, in Sefer Bereishis, Kapitel Membeis, your brother you can leave behind with me. So, we don't want the patach, because it's not to leave behind, and a dogish and a nun, rather, it's a comments under the hay, because it means to place.
So in Havra Sfardit, it's ambiguous.
I imagine. Se'if Ches. Kol ha-mitzvahs mevarach aleihem over la'asiyosan. All mitzvahs, we make the bracha before we do the mitzvah perish. Koidim v'yavar, koidim, you do it first. Like it says, v'yavar es ha-kushi perusho rotz v'hiktim lefanov. When it says in Pasuk that Achimatz ran ahead of the kushi, it means that he ran and preceded him. V'yavar, he got ahead of him. The figure, therefore, tzarech levorech al ha-tfila shal yad, achar hanocha al ha-kiboyris, koidim k'shirasan. So you should make a bracha on the tfila shal yad, once it's placed on the muscle of the arm, before it's tied. Shekshirasam zuhi asiyasam. The tying is the maisa mitzvah. V'chem b'shalosh, similarly on the shalosh, Dormo adds, kodesh mahalka b'roshah, before you tighten the tefillin shalosh on the head. Because according to the Ramah, you make a bracha on the tefillin shalosh too. So then you should make the bracha on the tefillin shalosh when it's on the head, but not tighten in place. Mishtaburus of Kohen Chafei, Acher Hanacha v'chulu, we make the bracha on the tefillin shel yad after it's already on the arm. The koidim l'chein, if you are before that point, you have the tefillin in your hand, but not on the arm. L'chadchila ein roi levarach. That's not l'chadchila, it's improper to make the bracha at that point. To have a koidim the koidim, it's two steps early. We want to put the bracha as close as possible to the performance of the mitzvah. So we put the tefillin up on the arm in the right location, and then we make the bracha sivkan chavav koidim kishi rasam before we actually tie it in place. Ubediyeved yivarcha filo achach. Now, ubediyeved, if you tied it in place and didn't make the bracha, you could still make the bracha. The mitzvah sheish lo meshach zman hu bekul yom, because a mitzvah which has a time that it continues, so you can make the bracha all day. As long as you're still doing the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha.
What's considered the tying here?
The tying is the tightening. That's the next line. Sivkan chav zayin. So we make the bracha after the tefillin is on the arm before we tie it, and on the bramos is on the shalosh before we tighten it. Tightening it is the kshira. So on the shalosh, it's making it tight in place. And on the shalyad, it's going to pull down the ritzua that's going to hold the tefillin in place. Here too, be careful to make the bracha after the tefillin are already on the head. Not like those people make the bracha when they're holding it in their hand. Because again, it's before, it's two steps early. Gam b'shas bracha al tefillin shel rosh yireh shiyeh mechusa rosho b'talis v'lo yivarach b'gili harosh. Also make sure when you make a bracha on tefillin shel rosh that your head is covered with the talis, that you should make the bracha with a barren head. I imagine if you had a yarmulke, that would be sufficient as well. As something has to be covering your head, we make the bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. Se'if tes. Asur lahafsik bedibor bein tefila shel yad tefila shel rosh. It's forbidden to interrupt with speech between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Vim hifsik, if one did interrupt, mevarach al shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin. Then you make a bracha al mitzvah tefillin. The mechaber is bringing the shita, the way Rashi learned the Gemara, and the Rif from the Rambam, that the Gemara says you make lahaniach on tefillin shel yad, and al mitzvah tefillin, tefillin shel rosh, Abaye and Rava, that both say that's if you talked in between. If you talked in between, that's when you need the bracha of al mitzvah for the shel rosh. But if you did not talk, then lahaniach works for both, and that's it, and there is no other bracha. However, the Ramah says, ul didan, according to us, to know hag and levarach shtei brachos afim lo hifsik. We say two brachos even without a hifsik. Then you have to say on the shel rosh two brachos, lahaniach and al mitzvahs. The way the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos and the Gemara Menachos learns that you make lahaniach on shel yad and al mitzvahs on shel rosh, and the Gemara says about and over that's if he's talked. So Tosfos explains you always make lahaniach on shel yad and you always make al mitzvahs on the shel rosh, and if you talked, you're making both brachos on the shel rosh, instead of the haniach only on the shayah. Now you need haniach and al mitzvahs for the shalosh. That's how the Tosfos learns, and that's the pshat in this Rambam.
So by talking, it renders the first haniach the bracha of the talah, or just kind of just of no effect, but you didn't do anything wrong?
L'chayra, it limits it to the shayah. And now the haniach of the shayah doesn't work for the shalosh anymore. So now the shalosh either needs a bracha al mitzvahs or it needs another haniach with al mitzvahs, depending how you learn the sugya.
And that extra one would count for 100 brachas too.
It would count, but again, this, you've put yourself in a position where you made a bracha that you wouldn't have had to make, right. Which is inappropriate. Sivkan chavches, also the hafzik, one may not interrupt between the two tefillin shalyan shalosh. Afilu b'diba shal mitzvah, even if your interruption is for a mitzvah speech. You go, no hashiv shal l'rabbi. You want to answer Shalom to a Rebbe, V'chol Kei Gavim, anything like that. Kei Goyim Bracha She'enet Tzricha, because now you're causing a bracha that you otherwise would not have needed. V'afilu lo'oysen ha'manichin tefillin b'chol ha'moed li'bracha, and here's the chiddush. Even if you wear tefillin b'chol ha'moed, and you don't make a bracha when you put it on. Oh, ha'manichin tefillin d'bein ha'tam. Ach shechatz tefillin d'rashi. Or you put on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam after you take off Rashi tefillin, and you're not making a bracha on the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. O shechalat tefillin amanas lahachziron, or I took off my tefillin, and with the intent of putting them right back on. Derhar morbis if you base pasach, din sorach lachzuluvar kishmanichin achakach. Derhar mor paskins if you base. In such a case, you don't make another bracha when you put them back on. And I would add one more case: if you put on tefillin before Misha Yakir and you can't make a bracha yet. And then you'll make a bracha later on after Misha Yakir. Afilu hachi avera hilasiach b'neihem. It's still usur and an avera to talk between the two. Now this has nothing to do with bracha shen tzricha, because I'm not making a bracha in any of these cases. And yet I still can't be mafsik. Dilachat chila b'inon shiusmuchim utkufim zelozeh. Because the chatchila, we want the two tefillin to go on right next to each other. Dichsi, like it says, v'hoylecha la'ois ayodcha, izikona b'ineinecha, she'havaya achas eshtein, it's one v'hoya, on both. So I believe this is Shitas Balamor, that the Balamor held that you're supposed to put the two tefillin on one after the other, without interruption, independent of the bracha issue. There's one approach, it all has to do with brachas. And I think some Hasidim do that, because I've seen by the Hasidim, they'll put on tefillin shayad of Rabbeinu Tam, and then they'll answer chazor shashat before they put on the shalosh. But he's saying you can't do that on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. It should be without any hefsek, because there's a shita that holds, it has nothing to do with the bracha. Intrinsically, the two should go on one after the other without any without hefsek. Sivkan chavtes bedibur. So one should not interrupt with speech. Va'afil b'loshna kodesh. It doesn't help that you do it loshna kodesh. Even loshna kodesh, you can't interrupt. And really, you shouldn't even interrupt with silence. If there's an unnecessary and undue delay, even without any hesardas. Even to hint with your eyes or to motion with your fingers between tefillin shiyad and tefillin shorosh, gam kineish lizor lechatchila you shouldn't do. And I guess in modern days we'll say you shouldn't be text messaging between Tilon Shayad and Tilon Shosh. Im heniach Tfilon Shayad b'bayezel, Tfilon Shosh b'bayez acher. Let's say you put your Tfilon Shayad in one house or one room, Tfilon Shosh in the other. V'yidaitlis, and you have that in mind all along. Ayin le'el simen chesif yigimish nebur shamli and talis v'odili enenu. Look back at simen chesif yigimul and the mishnebur there concerning talis, and the same holds true. In our situation, the basic question is whether or not going from one place to the other is considered a hefsek. And even though halicha is not considered a hefsek, there's a concept of shinui makom which would require you to make a new bracha. And the Chai Adam says there are others who hold that even shinui makom is not a hefsek, so you don't make a bracha lechumra because it's a suffix whether or not you would require a bracha. Sivkan Lamed. Vim hifsik afilu b'shoygin. If someone did interrupt in tefillin shalosh and rosh, even by accident, then you have to make an al mitzvah tefillin for the shalosh. Sivkan Lamed alf udidon de nohagim chilu bat ramos says our meaning is we always make al mitzvahs. Ki atam shanim avarach shtei brachas al tefillin v'lo dai brachas l'niach levadhu. The reason why our meaning is to make two brachas in tefillin, and we're not satisfied with just l'haniach. So we hold the ikr tikkun of the brachas was as follows. When you start putting on tefillin shalyad, they said to make a brach laniach. Which covers the shalyad and the shavosh. When you put on the shavosh and tighten it, you also say al mitzvah. That's the conclusion of the mitzvah. Hilchach Memela, therefore, comes out, and Soch v'hesiach, Daito, if you did speak, and there was a Hesach Adas, a distraction between the first film Shalyah and film Shalosh, Serech Lach Selevarech, Gam Haniach HaShalosh. Now you have to take a Haniach on the Shalosh, because you lost the Haniach that you made on the Shalyah, that won't help the Shalosh, once you miss Hesiach Das in between. Sifkan lamed beis lachzor ulevarech. So therefore, you'll now make on the shalroish a lahaniach and an amitzus. V'nochan sheyimashmesh oz b'shayad lahazizam imekayim v'chazik akesha. And it's proper that when you make the lahaniach on the shalroish, you should also handle the shayad, move it a little bit, tighten the knot. Ubezet tachzor birchus haniach gam al shayad. So the haniach is going back on the shayad. So it would be as if you put on the shayad and shalrosh one after the other. Then birch below mishmish, and if you made the brach without handling the shayad, you mashmish achar brach, then after the brach you could. Look, so it comes out like this. Machabe says, everyone agrees you can't mafsik between tefillin shayad and shalrosh. If you did, on the shalrosh you say al mitzvah tefillin, you're not going to say Baruch Shem Kvam Achuso. That bracha is a real bracha. That's when you need the bracha. Hanech was for the Shayad, Al Mitzvah Shal Rosh. According to the Ramah, that you always say Al Mitzvahs, if you spoke between the two, then you make a new Lohaniach under Shal Rosh, and an Al Mitzvah Shal Rosh, and you're still going to say Baruch Shem. L'chor, the Shah, the Baruch Shem should be on the Lohaniach. According to the Mechav, you don't need another Lohaniach. And Al Mitzvahs, there's no Baruch Shem, because everyone agrees you need Al Mitzvahs. But in this case, the sof of bracha is not la mitzvah. The sof of bracha is lahaniach.